you are sitting on a foundation of an ancient palace. If you see any bricks in the ground, little small pieces of brick, these are the ruins from that palace. There was a king of this kingdom. This was known as the Suvarna Vihar kingdom, so he was the King Suvarna Vihar. Golden kingdom. So much gold was here. In fact, beside this temple, there's some ruined columns with ancient markings of archaeological importance, which also recovered from here. So, Lord Nityananda, he took Sri Jiva Goswami here, along with Srivas Thakur, that one day when they were doing Navadvip Parikrama. And he came here and he explained how this king of Suvarna Vihar, he was a very pious person. He was doing so much charity, so many religious activities. He was always giving donations to Brahmanas. He was doing everything according to the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas so that he could have a happy material life. He could go to Swarga in the next life. He could get all the material facilities. One day, Narada Muni came here, and that king received Narada Muni very respectfully, offered him a raised seat, bathed his lotus feet, offered him fruits and arti, reception, everything that one is supposed to do when you receive a spiritual master or great Vaishnava, offering his obeisances, prayers, mantras. So then, Narada Muni was mercifully inclined, due to his service, to give him transcendental knowledge. So he asked the king what he was doing, and the king explained how he was doing his different religious activities in order to get Shanti, Om Shanti, Sukh Lab. So then, Narada Muni started to preach to him, explaining how all this material happiness you're working for, this is all temporary. Just like in the ocean, for some time a bubble comes up, then it pops and it's gone. Like that, the material happiness is very short-lived. Sometimes appearing, then disappearing. So all these things, your kingdom, this family dynasty, everything, you will leave this body and go. Where will this all go? We can see where it all went here. We're sitting on the ruins. It's all the crumbled bricks. So he was telling the Suvarna Vihar that how this king, how you're wasting your life simply after these things without realizing what is the real benefit of human life. You should see there's something higher than this to attain in this human form of life. You are a very fortunate king because you are here on the holy land. Well, holy land, why is this land holy? This is a holy land because here in Kali Yuga, the avatar of Lord Krishna as the devotee, Gauranga!
Gauranga!
He appears. And he gives out love of God freely to everyone. And then the king said, Gauranga, what a beautiful name. Just to hear the name, it makes me want to have a desire to see him. What does he look like? Oh, he's beautiful, a golden form, broad chest, very long arms, touching down to his knees, lotus eyes, always chanting the holy names. Can I see him? Well, he's always residing here in Navadvip Dham, eternally. If you chant his holy name, then you can realize him, if he desires to reveal himself to you. You can just chant the name, Gauranga!
Gauranga!
So then the king began to chant. After Narada Muni left, he began to chant the mantra, the four-syllable mantra. Gauranga!
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 Not able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that day. So he continued day after day chanting, Gauranga!
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 Didn't see Lord Chaitanya, but now his desire was more, and so he was chanting more intensively, Gauranga!
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 Gauranga! Feeling very much desire to see Lord Chaitanya. And now when he was chanting, tears were pouring from his eyes, and he was chanting loudly, intensely desiring to see Gauranga!
Capture the mood of the place. he was chanting so intensely. Narada Muni had just told him his life was completely wasted. That he only had one hope,
and that was in utterly crying out with his heart, his mind, his soul, the holy name, Gauranga!
Suddenly, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. Did I go? Hari, 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 Bo!
Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki!
The Suvarna Maharaj, when he saw the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga, he fell on the ground offering his obeisances. And he jumped up and he said, Gauranga! He offered his obeisances again. He jumped up and Gauranga! He offered his obeisances. He was shaking, didn't know what to do. He was so overwhelmed. He started offering his obeisances. He looked up. Gauranga was gone. He had been at the highest platform of ecstasy. He was a shot up in a rocket to the highest platform. He was so ecstatic to see Lord Chaitanya, the object of his worship. And now he was suddenly invisible again. It was like he was cast in the darkest well. Now again he was trying to see Gauranga. Gauranga! 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 But the Lord did not reveal himself. He was rolling on the ground, praying to Lord Gauranga, please, to reveal. Then Lord Chaitanya, he spoke just by hearing his grave, sweet, beautiful voice. The Maharaj of Suvarna Bihar became pacified. Lord Chaitanya's voice and Lord Chaitanya's vision are not different. Everything is on the absolute platform, one and not the same. Then Lord Chaitanya told him, that I have revealed myself to you just to bless you, although you are not fully qualified. But you can, you will appear as one of my associates. When I come in my pastime, you will also be with me. So do not be in anxiety. You will be reunited with me as one of my eternal associates in my pastime. Which one? Buddhi Mantaka. So, this pastime has got many purports, which Arunath Maharaj can explain one.
We should always chant the holy names.
Gauranga!
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 Although he was a king, this means he had attained a position that everyone is aspiring for in this world. Incredible degrees of material wealth, opulence, power, prestige. He was also a very religious man, very charitable, very philanthropic, very pious in every respect. He was the type of person that most people in this world would consider a great saint. A person who has perfected his life materially and spiritually. But from the point of view of Narada Muni, who was a pure devotee, his whole life was one big zero. It was a waste. Because without love of Krishna, everything is temporary. Without love of Krishna, even liberation is like a dreary void. And material sense enjoyment, it is like a phantasmagoria. As Prabhupada would say, will-o'-the-wisp. So he explained to him that this is the true goal of life. And this goal of life can be attained by helplessly chanting the holy name of the Lord. By having that complete faith that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, I can achieve the perfection of all my desires. And how do we gain that faith in the chanting of holy name of Krishna? The same way that Suvarna Sen achieved that faith. By associating submissively with the great devotees of the Lord. Simply by a few moments' association with Sri Narada Muni, his whole life transformed. And by the association of Narada Muni, he was initiated in the chanting of the holy name of Gauranga, and he was inspired that without Gauranga, without the Lord, there is no reason for me to live. It was in this state of mind that he cried out from the very core of his heart. When we chant the holy name, it shouldn't be just a sound coming from our mouth. It should be coming from the very core of our heart. And in this way, he cried out the holy name. And please, cry out the holy name.
Gauranga!
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who lived in this area of Godramdweep, he had written in one song, "Then I have seen and considered all the 14 worlds, my Lord, and without your holy name there is nothing that can save me. Your holy name is my only shelter." It is in this mood that we should chant the holy name. And what was the transcendental lesson in Mahaprabhu disappearing from him? First he gave him his blessed, beautiful golden darshan, but then he disappeared just to increase the intensity of his longing to be with the Lord. Srila Prabhupada said, it is that longing to serve the Lord and to associate with the Lord that will attract the Lord into our lives. By his pure chanting of the holy name and by his surrender to the instructions of Sri Narada Muni, he became one of the most confidential associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Bhurimanta Khan. Bhurimanta Khan had a special relationship with the Lord. When the Lord married Vishnupriya on the request of Sri Sachi Devi, Bhurimanta Khan came forward and he said, "My dear Lord," he said, "you are a simple Brahmin and you do not have much wealth, but you are the supreme Lord of my heart and you should have the most wonderful wedding ceremony that anyone has ever seen." He said, "I will sponsor everything. I will make all arrangements and all payment." And Bhurimanta Khan arranged the most fabulous and magnificent wedding ceremony that has ever been seen. Since the time of Ram and Sita, Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was giving so many gifts to all the guests, garlands and betel and sandalwood and all different other forms of pleasant gifts. And he was giving with such love and such devotion to everyone that people were, there were thousands and thousands of people, and they were coming to the beginning of the line and then going to the end of the line to get more gifts and more gifts. But he had so much that he could give everyone as much as they want, and everyone was completely satisfied. In this way, through the chanting of Gauranga's name, what was the fruit that he was allowed to render such loving, selfless service to the Lord? And this, in fact, should be the goal of our chanting of the holy name. That Srila Prabhupada actually translated the Hare Krishna mantra. My dear Lord, Sri Radharani, Sri Krishna, please engage me in your loving service. This is what we should be longing for when we chant the holy name. That we can eternally be the servant of the servant of the servant. Shri Buri Mantra Khan Ki.
Jai.
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki.
Jai.
Shri Gauranga.
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 Hare Krishna. Hearing this pastime, feeling the separation of the Lord, because even Lord Nityananda, he became overwhelmed with separation from Lord Chaitanya. And he started to, he fainted on the ground, or he fell on the ground, and the separation was rolling and chanting, Gauranga! Srivas Thakur, who's actually Narada Muni, when he heard this pastime, he also became overwhelmed and he collapsed on the ground and overwhelmed with separation, chanting the holy names. Gauranga! Jeev, in this association with Nityananda, Srivas Thakur, being overwhelmed in separation for Lord Chaitanya, he also grabbed on the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, chanting the holy names. Gauranga! Sounds like a nice ending to the story. It's not the end. Because of their intense separation for the Lord, on this place, right where you are seated, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Gauranga! Chaitanya, but all of the associates appeared from Vrindavan, from Jagannath Puri, from Navadvip. They all appeared. Nityananda,
was taking Jiva Goswami after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya left the world. But now he appeared with all of his associates. People already also left. They were all united here together. And they had a huge kirtan chanting, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare
Krishna!
Hare
Krishna!
Krishna!
Hare Hare! Kirtan went on for an immensely long period of time. There was a special spiritual time warp. So you could have a kirtan for a day of Brahma, and you look at your clock, and when it's over, and it's still the same time as when you began.
Yeah.
We need Ranamath Maharaj to also have that happen with us, so we don't have to worry about. We'll always reach on time. He's gone, unlimited kirtan.
We are always reaching on time.
Harivo!
Harivo!
We are always
reaching
out. Harivo!
Harivo!
Harivo! Harivo! So, as Radhanath Maharaj has mentioned, if we have that intense longing for Lord Chaitanya, he can appear even right now. Why we are not able to see Lord Chaitanya is simply because our heart is become so hard due to offenses, due to so much material contact. Due to offenses, especially to the holy name, our heart becomes hard. Still, when we chant the name of Gauranga, this is able to melt even the hard heart. But if our heart was pure, then unlimited ocean of transcendental bliss would be immediately accessible to us. Because of the sincere desire of Nityananda, Srivas, Jiva Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, and all associates appeared. When will that day be ours? We can be in that inconceivable association of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha So, while in the Navadip Parikram, sometimes a little bit of that longing, maybe at least a few drops, they start to manifest in the heart, and one develops a desire to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to be with Lord Chaitanya and his associates. For some time we may actually experience some transcendental appreciation of the Holy Name, maybe for a lot of time, depending on each individual. In this way, by chanting the Holy Names, by walking on this Navadip Dham, we are getting unlimited mercy. We cannot calculate the value of the Navadip Parikrama. So walking in Navadip Dham, each step is worth inconceivably more than the Ashwamedha Yajna. Hari Bol! If
one stays 3 days in Navadvipmaya for Dham, that's equal to spending years and years in all the holy places all over India. So even after people, you know, someone may say, well, how is it possible? But if you just consider, even you meet sadhus staying in holy places, but they don't have so much longing to be with Lord Krishna. They may be very austere, may be very renounced, but the actual desire for Krishna is very, very rare. People are desiring so many things. If we could just desire Krishna, Krishna would be very easily accessible to us. How to get that desire? That desire comes very quickly by the mercy of Sri Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham ki
jai!
Come very quickly by the mercy of Lord Gauranga!
Gauranga!
So while we're, you may be walking in Bombay, other place in the west, you don't see these mango orchards, or you don't see little villages and grass huts. Some people here, they're living on the crust of the dam. They're not appreciating where they're living. They're not also able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some people are here because they came, they wanted to be in the dam. They're dam vasis. As we are moving around in the holy dam, then gradually we can also get the vision to see the Dhamvasis, to see the holy Dham in its, in the holy Dham spiritual form. Of unlimited spiritual glory, Satchidananda. I was requested to speak a few minutes in Bengali to the villagers who have assembled here. Any message? Anything you'd like to say to them? I can translate if you like to say anything.
Sati also. At one time, this is the place you found in the jungle, right? This was just nothing but a jungle. Completely uninhabited by anything except tigers, monkeys, and all sorts of wild animals. At that time, one day, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was taking a walk. Sometimes he would walk with his disciples, chanting japa. And he pointed to this desolate and deserted jungle area. And he said, by all means, I want to purchase this property. And the devotees were astonished why he wants to buy this property in the middle of nowhere. So they went to one of the agents that deal with real estate in this area. And the person said, why that property? I can give you nice property in a central location. I can give you property which has fertile fields. This is just a barren jungle in the middle of nowhere. So they went back to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and told him. He said, no, I want that property, no other property. So they purchased this property, Gaudiya Math. And when they went in, they found the ancient ruins of the palace of Suvarnasen. And in the ruins was a beautiful white-colored serpent with a jewel on its head. And when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati saw this, he revealed to everyone that this is that famous place that we read about in the ancient scriptures. The place that Nityananda Prabhu brought Jiva Goswami. The place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his eternal associates appeared to have kirtan. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati established this mat. And I believe he established the murtis in this mat. So this is a very, very auspicious place, because it is a place very loved by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So the way we offer Pushpanjali is we chant the name, I chant name, then you chant name. And then we offer, when I say Aisha Pushpanjali, we offer flowers and then offer our prostrated obeisances. Is there flowers here? Otherwise, you see, in devotional service there's no material impediments. If you have no food to cook, you could mentally cook the prasad. Who was it? Narasinghananda Brahmachari. He was cooking wonderful feasts for Lord Chaitanya in his mind. So everyone, offer your mental flowers to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.